we are back here on Out of the Woods. I don't know what possessed me with the next set of music. It's all about UFOs and flying saucers and stuff, but I just felt like it, I guess. I don't know, every now and then I get a theme in my head and I just gotta follow through with it. So I'm gonna start it off though with one I've been playing for many, many years, and from Suzanne McDermott. It's sort of a serious story song, so you want to put your listening ears on for this one, because it's a good tale. And we're going to follow it up with a few things that are a little more silly, not necessarily. I've got another one in here that's sort of a potentially true story. So, but anyway, we're going to check it out right now. This one's called The Roswell Incident. Here's Suzanne McDermott on Out of the Woods.
West of Socorro, southeast of Corona, near Roswell, New Mexico. In the middle of nowhere, no radio, no telephone. 1947, I was 12 years old. Big lightning storm one night, beginning of July. We heard an explosion, wondered what, wondered why. Riding out the next morning over the pasture to check on some sheep, that's when Daddy found it, the big field of weird debris. Brought some of it home then, laid it out on the kitchen floor, bits and pieces of things we'd never seen before. Like foil, but not foil. Like wood, but not wood. Like wire, waxed paper, all weighing much less than it should. And everything was so strong, we couldn't cut it or scrape it. Pliable, unnatural, we couldn't burn or break it. And there were symbols in purple and pink, like a transparent recipe, ranged out in columns, but nothing we could read. A couple days later, Daddy drove into Corona, and there he heard the stories, what had been seen by others. Near Magdalena, on the plains of San Agustin, a civil engineer and an archaeological research team found a disc-shaped object surrounded by creatures like human but not human, round heads, no hair, small features. A military officer drove up and ordered everyone to leave, swore them to silence their patriotic duty. Then a couple in Roswell, stargazing from their front porch, watched an object speeding through the night of the big storm, like two inverted saucers glowing from the inside, headed straight for the lightning, right out to where we resided. They said, we know what we saw. No rocket, no weather balloon. Why keep it a secret? What could we learn? What could we learn? Well, we don't know, but we do know two things. We know what we saw, and we know that we are not alone. Daddy went into Roswell, where he met with the sheriff, who called up the army, who came for my father, took him out to the pasture with trucks and soldiers, where they picked up the pieces and carried them all away. Then they jailed my father, and they asked him questions under guard in a small room, from head to foot tested him. He said, "You know what I saw. I don't know why you're doing this to me, but I will keep it a secret because you say it's my duty." 1 week later, he came home on an airplane, said, "Forget all about it." He never spoke of it again. Sometimes I asked him, "Daddy, was it from another planet? Was it something from the future?" But I never got an answer. Still, I know what I saw. I don't care what they told him. Why keep it a secret? What could we learn? What could we learn? Well, I don't know, but I do know two things. I know what I saw, and I know that we are not alone. Yeah, I know what I saw. I don't care what you're thinking. Why keep it a secret? What could we learn? What could we learn? Well, I don't know, but I do know two things. I know what I saw, and I know that we are not alone.
On a Greyhound bus, from a window seat, I happened to look up. I saw lights flashing way up high, darting through the stars like fireflies. Now there's no airplane can do that, no ship built by earthly hands. I rub my eyes, said, "Oh no," I'm staring straight up at a UFO. Oh no, I see a UFO. Well, yes, it's true, I had the flu, but this lasted longer than a minute or two. And believe me, I tried, talk myself out a bit, but it was crystal clear. Now you'll have to bear the doubt of it. Oh no, I saw a UFO. And I got to thinking, I guess it's kind of crazy to assume that we're the only inhabited planet in a possible infinity. And if there are more folks out there in space, another species, another human race, could they have had space technology for more than 50 years? Say like 1,000. 1,000 years of rocket ships. What a trip. Oh no, I saw a UFO. Well, do they have a peaceful answer? Cures for AIDS and cancer? Have they reached a state of bliss or any higher consciousness? Do they want to end the wars? Can they knock on heaven's door? Do they know what we're here for? I've got 1,000.
star. Got closer as a notch came in view. They saw the eerie glow that came from where they did not know. And what it was, they said they had no clue. She said, that light is getting bigger, don't you see? There's something that is wrong, and I feel it won't be long before this thing feels to you and me.
Rick's going for the slow fade, evidently, on this one. That one's called Marfa Lights. Yes, and that's, you know, that place out in Texas that has the mysterious light phenomenons out there. Phenomenons. That's not correct. Phenomena. There you go. But that's from Rick's little CD he passed along to us recently called Lost in American Dreams. And a neat little banjo number there, a little claw hammer for you to wrap up our UFO set there. Had Gopher Broke Bluegrass right there. Before that, Rich Hamilton taking the lead vocal. vocal. I believe he wrote that one too, called Just Below the Notch, sort of a true story, if you believe it or not, about Betty and Barney Hill back in 1961. The notch they're talking about, of course, is Franconia Notch right here in my home state of New Hampshire. And as the story goes, they were traveling home from Montreal and got abducted by some alien folk and all kinds of stuff like that. But neat thing, they still can't explain that one. So that's one of those ones that still sort of lives on and has never exactly been debunked completely. But believe it or not, I don't know. We'll see. I haven't been abducted yet. I don't know about you. Laurie McLean in there from her CD called Ascend, and we heard Somewhere in Kentucky, and some UFOs flying around in that one, and we started you off with that sort of lengthy, more serious version there. We heard the Roswell Incident from Suzanne McDermott. Nice stuff. I always loved that one. Just the tone of it. Most UFO songs are kind of fun and hokey and kind of poke fun at it a little bit. But that one definitely kind of makes you stop and go, wow, that could have really happened. Wow, that's serious stuff. Because it's just got that sort of feel to it. Anyway, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. Everyone's getting a pre-recorded show today, even the folks local here in New Hampshire. So if you want to get in touch, you'll have to send email to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you. I'll get right back to you. Going now for you from Ms. Mariel Vandersteel and her Hickory CD. Here's On the Danforth on Out of the Woods.
Thank you. up in the woodlands of sleepy New England. Folks I love wish that I was home, high on the hills of the homestead, where Daddy and Mother walk me home from the mills. I walk through the nighttime of a dirty gray city, play my guitars for the rich folks and fools. Fools like me, they don't know any better than running and hiding from a life that is cruel. Up in the woodlands of sleepy New England, folks I love wish that I was home, high on the hills of the homestead, where Daddy and Mother walk me home from the mill. Jobs and mad dogs to keep me from leaving. Factory work can make a boy lose his mind. Pretty young girls in the barrooms and bedrooms, and if I knew my way, I'd leave them all behind. Up in the woodlands of sleepy New England, folks I love wish that I was home. High on the hills of the homestead, where Daddy and Mother walk me home from the mills. Where Daddy and Mother walk me home from the mills.
Woodland through the valley comes a horseman wild and free, tilting at the windmills passing. Who could the brave young horseman be? He is wild, but he is mellow. He is strong, but he is weak. He is cool, but he is gentle. He is wise, but he is mean. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a battered book into his hand. Standing like a prophet bold, he shouts across the ocean to the shore, till he can shout no more. I have come o'er Mourne Mountain like a hawk upon the wing. I was once a shining knight who was the guardian of a king. I have searched the whole world over looking for a place to sleep. I have seen the strong survive. I have seen the lean grow weak. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a rusty sword into his hand. Then striking up a knightly pose, he shouts across the ocean to the shore, till he can shout no more. See the drunkard in the tavern spending gold to make ends meet. See the youth in ghetto black condemned to life upon the street. See the wise and wicked ones speed upon life's sacred fire. See the soldier with his gun must be dead to be admired. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a tarnished cross into his hand. Standing like a preacher now, he shouts across the ocean to the shore. Then in a blaze of painted hooves, he gallops across the dusty beaten plain. And vain the search again. Through the woodland, through the valley, comes a horseman wild and free, tilting at the windmills passing. Who could the brave young horseman be? He is wild, but he is mellow. He is strong, but he is weak. He is cool, but he is gentle. He is wise, but he is mean.
Thank you.
Audie Blaylock and Redline here in Out of the Woods, and one called Newton's Grove from the CD Hard Country. Nice stuff there. Had Richard Bennett just before that. Weird Don Quixote from the new CD Last Train from Poor Valley. Jimmy Gaudreau and Moondy Klein in there. Home from the Mills, title track from their most recent one. That's an old tune, though. And Marielle Vandersteel. Weird On the Danforth. That nice, gentle instrumental to start off the set. Sort of a couple instrumentals that set. I don't play a whole lot. I should play more, don't you think? Anyway, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Culkert. We'll be right back after this.